W4TC. This is KO4WTF. Doug, are you there? Whiskey 4 Tango Charlie. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Over.
WTF, this is Whiskey 4 Tango Charlie. How's it going?
I was starting to think maybe that you were running a little bit late.
Fucking over on Anderson 1. I thought that's where you said we'd talk, but I can't remember.
That was going to be the secondary one. I can switch over there real quick if you want to chit-chat the three of us.
Nah, he'll be right over.
Yo, moderate.
How's it going? Is it warm over there?
Room, it's nice and cold.
Behind the trees, and the temperature is dropping over here.
Normal here because we got a pond, so as soon as the sun dips behind the trees, the pond just like sucks the heat out of the sky.
You have some good news for y'all. I walked up to the eagle's nest. The back door of the latrine is unlocked. All we got to do is hit some circuit breakers, and the power comes on.
Good to go in that regard. They've always left it open for us, or at least had it open for us when we come up here for summer camp. So having it open now would be good.
I'll bring a power supply.
And a really, really long extension cord. I mean, you guys know better than I do because you go up all the time. But, yeah, whatever you can get to stretch out to where we need to be.
Yep, it's in the Jeep.
Just in case.
That one. It's got a three female plug on the end, and bringing a power strip with about six more.
Another cord just in case, because I've had them go bad on me here, and it'd be a bummer.
Do you print out the worksheets?
Yeah, I printed out the worksheets. I think I have like 10 or 11 worksheets. And I got the book, and I got a bag full of pens. I'm not sure how many of them actually work, but as far as paperwork and pens go, I'm set.
Then I'm thinking I'm going to bring the three-ring binder with the class notes from the website that I sent. I'm going to bring two Baofengs, the radio in the Jeep. I'm going to bring the ICOM 7100 that does HF and UHF, VHF. And a 40-meter antenna, and a means to make coffee.
A couple Baofengs. I got a couple little Motorola bubble wrap ones. I brought a CB, an old CB, just in case we wanted to, you know, play around with that. I really just threw all my radio stuff in a rolly box, and I got it sitting in the car.
Bobby, if you want one, and I'll bring my Baofeng handhelds, and I'll put all that together. I wasn't planning on bringing an HF rig, unless you need one, Doug.
No, I think one's okay. We'll see if we can get anybody. It'll be fun.
We may be able to call out on this repeater and see if there's anybody that can just go ahead and power theirs up and monitor.
Really, it's pretty hard to hit anybody close.
Wouldn't it?
We've had reasonably good luck if we hook up a 2-meter rig to the large pole and the 2-meter antenna extended out about 20 foot.
I'm running the fishing reel and we can shoot it up in the tree like we do.
I'll bring the ammo can radio, and that's the scout radio anyhow, and I'll bring my battery. Well, you got a battery pack you can bring, because I don't know how good mine is.
My Pelican box, and I'll bring a car battery that I got charging down in the garage.
Yeah, because the Scout radio, the Scout 2-meter, has a flexible J-pole in it, too.
Appreciate it. Real quick, I just needed a radio check. This is Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu.
Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu, you're coming in fine. You're hitting the repeater just perfectly.
Okay, the audio's not too hot.
The doesn't seem that way, but I'm kind of over here on the outskirts, so I got a little noise anyhow, so I may not be the best one to tell you.
Roger, roger. Well, you're sounding good yourself. Thank you so much for picking me up. You guys have a great day. Kilo Juliet 4, Romeo Echo Zulu, clear.
Romeo Echo Zulu, Whiskey 4, Tango Charlie. Yeah, you're just a tad hot.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was, this radio does HF as well, and I'm always on my HT, and I was listening to you guys, and I said, you know what, let me try this radio, and it's the first time I've actually talked on it on 2 meters, but I'll keep a mental note to turn the audio down if I'm going to use it on here. Thank you guys so much. I'll let you get back to it. KJ4REZ73.
You think anything else we need?
And I don't know. I think whether we want to get them out walking around and playing, or I don't know what kind of stuff we want to do to make it fun for them, but I even brought, you know, a piece of PVC pipe that I can, like, screw to the side of one of the shelters and put an antenna up high if we wanted to send them out and about and, you know, have them walk around and show them line of sight stuff. I just don't know what we want to do to make it fun, but I think we got everything we probably need as far as equipment goes.
From past summer camps, if you guys have iPhones, if you can download the Black Cat app for sending, what's the name of it, for sending pictures via radio. We've used those on the bow banks before.
Yeah, is it supposed to be fun?
If you can get the Black Cat app, there is a program in it to allow you to take a picture and send that picture over radio, and then it can be received by another iPhone with the Black Cat app. And we've used that before. The boys walk around, we take pictures of things, and we send them back to the boys that are up at camp.
Good night.
If I can get good enough signal to even think about downloading an app out here, we'll try it and see.
Hey, no, I'll send you a link.
I'll try it. If you guys could, when you get a little bit close tomorrow, can you give me a call on the radio? I'll have it on. I wouldn't mind trying to throw my box or a couple things that I have in my car in Doug's Jeep so I don't have to drag yet another box halfway up this hill.
Did they send you a COVID check sheet? I've got the medical stuff. I've got the medical form, and I've also got the, you know, COVID release. But there's also another one that they showed at the round table the other day that was like a COVID check-off where you check your temperatures for 5 days and everything else. I never got one. Did anybody send those out?
One. I never asked anybody about it. They never asked me for it. And it's one of those, just be careful what you ask for. So nobody seems to have gotten one, and nobody seems to be requesting one. The only thing they needed is the waiver signed.
You can walk in there with the minimal headache possible.
Chris, I can fill one out tomorrow, or should I? Can you text me one and I'll fill it out tonight?
I'll put them both up tonight, and you fill it out tomorrow.
Isn't he forgets? I got a blank one up here somewhere. I think it's in the car.
I like that 365 so much, I bought one today for Nika.
Nice. I mean, they started out a little buggy, but they're pretty nice, man.
They're done with the funky sights, huh? Talk to you about it then. I'll ask her next time I see her.
Funky about those sights.
She got the SAS model that basically has no sights on top, nothing that would catch when you're carrying, and it's got this crazy fiber optic thing built into the back that you line up. It's pretty weird. Wow.
Seen those. I saw a review. There's a military arms channel on YouTube, which I spend too much time on. I saw a review where the sight seems to work good, but the first one he got from SIG with their great quality control shot left all the time. He got a new one, and it shot correctly. So it's not always low and left. It's not always the person's fault.
For a fact, this one is right on the money.
They have a slide lock on it either, does it?
You can't activate it to release the slide forward. You got to pull the slide. Yeah, you can only use it to hold it open.
A lot of people some people never use that anyway, but, you know, it seems kind of neat. It's a cool concept. I guess we'll find out how well she likes it and how useful it is. Get yours back, bud.
Finally phoned me and said they were working on it and charged my credit card, so I imagine it'll come along any time now.
Well, that's in the mail.
We're going up. I don't know about coming back yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
Con.
This app, Black Cat Systems, SSTV, Slow Scan TV, CQ, SSTV, something like that.
The issue that we got is we have to take a fairly low resolution. It's got to be black and white, otherwise it times out the radios.
See, I'm getting ready to try to download it now, and you can actually send that to a Baofeng and then relay that to somebody else?
Well, if I had my iPhone and I took a picture here, I could take that app and send through this microphone that picture, and you could take your radio, receive the signal from my radio, and with your app, you could recapture the picture.
So it sends the audio from the phone, goes through the mic, and it works that way.
The thing that you could do is if you get the slow scan TV channels, the frequencies that are normally used for HF, you could pull the signals off of those that way as well.
N4DJC. I might have missed the cutoff for it, though, but the International Space Station was sending a slow scan since the 24th. I think they may be complete now, but it's a good signal. It's 25 watts down, and it may be on the Russian side, so it may be 144. I don't know if it's 144-800 or 145-800 or not, but you can look it up on the ARISS website. But that's typically the way we do it if you don't have slow scan and convert. I just record it, you know, put it up to the microphone when it's going over. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes, say, to get it. And this is a straight FM. You can pull it off any radio. You may have to have a little something better maybe than a rubber ducky to do it, but I do it all the time with a handheld and a air antenna or elk antenna.
No, yeah, we've used the slow scan converters in the past up at our scout camp and show the boys slow scan TV with little handheld radios from around the camp. That way they can get a little bit more involved.
Get the ISS morpher feeders up and running now. It's downlink is 430. I think it's 435-800. You may have to tune it 5 up or down for the Doppler. Maybe 437 anyway. I'll have to check it and see, but you can look at that online too. You need to get a couple of passes, probably 2 or 3 good passes a day on it. If you're up high enough and you got a clear view of the horizon, it's pretty easy to track it from about 10 degrees above the horizon. You last about 12 minutes, but you get a lot of stations there. It sounds like a DX pileup.
Check that out. So thank you very much. That's good information. KJ4, WHO.
Okay, you guys can. I just thought I'd interject it a little bit. I've been working satellites since last year. It's a lot of fun. Frustrating, but a lot of fun. N4DJC clear.
Go ahead and get one of the radios set up, and we can just, throughout the class, we could have it on the download channel and just seeing. I got an app that I can track the ISS, and we can just see if we can hear anything throughout the day while we're outside.
Great idea.
Okay, so I'll plan on bringing an extension cord, all the Baofengs that I can charge up, the ammo can radio, and two medical forms and COVID release forms for Doug and I.
Antennas, radios, batteries, extension cord, power supply, stuff to make coffee, whiteboard, class material.
Good, and I got the forms, I got a few radios, an extra little power supply. I even have some hot cider mix that we can warm up for the people who don't drink coffee for some reason. But yeah, it sounds good. Just let me know tomorrow morning when you're on your way, and I'll be at the check-in area by my car waiting to load stuff up in your Jeep.
We'll get there about 8 o'clock.
I have that app downloaded, and I got a cable that goes from my hand mic. It's a audio out that I could plug into. It might work plugging into my phone. Maybe I'll make it a little clearer.
No problem. Just pulling it out of the speaker.
With this could be fun. This could be something we play around with any other time or something at home, too.
All right, gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Rick, I'll see you about 7. WW4TC clear.
Else think of anything that I need, bring?
Good. To tell, we showed up early, of course, because of me, but people have been trickling in. I think there's, other than ours, there might be 3 other troops, but kids are just basically running around. We haven't even had a first assembly yet. We got a first assembly in 30 minutes, so it'll be interesting to see. Also, we got one more scout that decided at the last minute to take the radio class. His last name is Fish, so that'll be interesting.
Teach Guppy anything. Anyhow, from what I understand, we only had like three or four boys per day in the class anyhow, so it should be good.
Time. I think the spot's going to be nice, depending on the weather. I brought enough stuff, man. It's like I'm on a safari. Because I got a table that I can haul up there, too. I got my little fold-out table sitting at this camp. But, yeah, we'll be good with warmth and power and everything else. I may even use that outlet and my battery charger that I brought to charge up stuff instead of using the solar panels.
Please did. Yeah, up at Eagles Nest, you got 2 big Adirondacks with 2 picnic tables apiece on them. So that'll be good. And then we've also got the leader's hut down there where we usually set up the HF rigs. So we can have them spread out and have a lot of room and a lot of table room, and it should be good.
Well, just let me know when you're getting close, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. And I'll have my radio on pretty much all the time. So if you think of anything else, just, you know, call and hit me up. I'll be monitoring this and the Anderson one both at the same time. I turned that off so I could hear y'all and know which one you came in on. But, yeah, give me a call if you can think of anything else.
Probably call you on Bras because it receives, or you pick it up a little bit better up at camp. It's a little bit more reliable than Anderson.
Not earlier, talking to a guy who was on a pedal boat at Table Rock, which I thought was pretty interesting. You might be even listening right now. But, yeah, I was walking around all over the place kind of checking it out, and I seemed to be getting good signal on this little thing about everywhere.
And we were down with the troop down at a place down in Calhoun Falls, and I was showing them the radio because I hadn't had it for very long, and threw the J-pole up in the air, I don't know, maybe 16 foot up in the air, was able with a handheld to hit the repeater, and was talking to a guy at Jones Gap who happened to be with his son, who was a young scout, doing their 1 mile hike.
Interested to see this J-pole set up because it seems to be the HF hiking mobile way of getting something high and getting good signal, so I'm interested in seeing this.
That's everything, so we'll talk to you later. So KJ4, WHO, I'll be clearing your final.
We'll see you tomorrow, and yeah, I hope I don't freeze too much tonight. KO4, WTF, clear.